Fascinating yarn that we saw. I thought we've got to talk to somebody about this, and we've got one of the finest in Australia. This is to do with the great retailing sector, the bricks and mortar retailers linking in more and more closely, I suppose, with the online retail sector. I mean, hasn't the landscape changed just in the last probably 2-3 years, I would have thought, and it's going to change even more in the next 12 months. Morris, I hope I get this right, Morris Misolowski is a business futurist, and he's online. Hello, Morris.
Hello, Tony.
I've heard you from time to time talking in our 6PR Brekkie program, so it's great to catch up with you.
And good to be on.
There's research out today to talk about people who actually go online, go into the stores, and I think anecdotally we were getting lots of stories about that, going in and they were trying on the glasses, trying on the shirts or the shoes, clicking it, sending it off, and then ultimately doing a purchase online. It would appear not as many, perhaps, as we thought.
No, I don't think so. As you said, a recent survey came out, and they said they put the figure down to just 4% of people doing that would then go online. I think what we were really feeling was the angst of retail doing badly, as it has done over the last couple of years, and to me that has more to do with the economic conditions that we've all gone through, that yuck time when our wallets just weren't that deep. And there wasn't as much, we weren't able to buy as much as we did before. And we were looking for a reason for that. And many retailers began to blame this new phenomenon of online retailing for it.
A lot of the callers that we've had in the past, Morris, small business owners in particular, have told us here on 6PR that it is a huge problem for them.
I think it is a problem for them. I'm not sure if it's a huge problem, but I actually think it's a huge possibility and innovation for them. And I always talk to my retailers about the reality that economic times have been bad, and we're seeing that at the immediate cash register. But under that, which is really what you and I are talking about, is this phenomenal change in retail that we've not seen the likes of 50 years or so. So even if times were good and plentiful, as they have been before, we would still be going through these changes. We just might not be complaining about them as much.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because based on some notes that I've got in front of me, some of the technological advancements that you are certainly familiar with coming out of places like Japan or certainly various parts of Asia, it's going to change it all again, isn't it?
It absolutely has. We're going to see retail and shopping become hyper-personalised. It's really going to be about you and I, the individual walking into the store and making choices about what suits us, what we already have, if we're buying clothes, for instance, what we already have in our wardrobes, if we're eating about the sorts of things we like and the allergies we have and the foods we'd prefer to eat. All of that's going to become really easy for us to find using our mobile phones, for instance. So our mobile phone will be able to guide us into the stores that we like best. It'll know our favourite restaurants or our foods or the food or the shoes that we want to buy, find the stores for us, and literally tell us where they are, take us into the store, walk us around the store by showing us on screen inside our mobile where the item is, and also bring in things from our closets at home to compare it with. So if we're looking for a dress, for instance, on the shelf, we can have a look at home in our wardrobe and see the virtual pair of red shoes that we have or the jacket or whatever else, and compare the whole thing on one screen.
Which the mind just boggles.
Doesn't it just? But it's pretty much what we're doing anyway when we're painting pictures in our own mind. We're thinking, you know, I want to buy this. Does it go with the shoes? Is it going to match?
Yeah, look, you're probably right. We were talking to Pete Lucina earlier in the week, and Pete was saying that there are some stores now where you can look at a garment or look at an outfit that might be on a hanger, and you can actually hit a button associated with that garment, which will then go back to the producer, the manufacturer, and the retailer, and then let them know what you actually think of that item.
Yeah, so you can vote live, and we're going to see more and more of that. But we can go a kind of in-between step as well. Not only can you tell the retailer or the manufacturer what you think of the garment, but you can try it on without ever actually putting it on. And that's called a magic mirror.
Well, tell us more about this.
So,
when we heard about this morning, I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
This is a magic mirror. So mirror, mirror on the wall is now a reality.
Pretty much. So think of a normal full-length mirror, the thing you and I are used to. In reality, it is a set of cameras that are looking at you and a large screen. But to look at it, it's a full-length mirror. You take a garment, anything that you want to try on in the store, you walk up to the mirror. The mirror recognises the garment. So you're holding it, you haven't tried it on yet, you're holding it, it recognises the garment, and literally a second later, there you are inside the screen, virtually trying on that dress, those pair of pants, that shirt or tie, whatever it is you've got in your hand. So you've never had to get undressed and redressed.
And that technology is available right now?
Yeah. So it's been around 15, 20 years. It's only become commercially viable in the last 12 months or so. Sportskill in Australia has a few of its stores that have them already. And we're seeing them start coming out in America and Europe. Now, they're only ever going to be one part of retail, and they're not going to take over retail. But it'll be one element that we'll be able to mix into the store.
Are we going to get the gap between bricks and mortar and online? Do you see that gap becoming wider or eventually narrowing?
I think it's going to narrow, and we're starting to see evidence of it already. We had this battle for the last two or three years of this versus this, and it really was combative. What you're seeing that really good retailers in Australia also is they finally realise that retail is retail. It doesn't matter whether it happens in a physical store, whether it happens inside your mobile phone, online, or in a catalogue or wherever else, as long as we're doing what our customers want of us. And they're really beginning to offer their product across all of those different mediums. And they're basically saying to you, look, you choose what's most convenient to you. We're going to give you great price, great service, regardless of what you use. Of course, it's going to be different depending on what you use. But we're there for you 24/7.
Is it always going to be strongly directed by price?
I think, again, that's an interesting question. Over the last 12, 18 months, it's definitely been price-driven. Much of the conversation we've had online has always been about being able to get a better price from somewhere else. What we're finding with the online stores and with a lot of those shopping experiences that we've had over the last year where we could shop together en masse, get cheap prices, is that price is no longer the big equation. It's more now about getting quality. Logistics or delivery is a really big push now. We have some online retailers that are offering to deliver to you within an hour or overnight, guaranteed. And we're finding that they're beginning to compete away from price. And I think that will become the norm. I hope it will anyway, because if we compete on price, it really is a never-ending story for everybody.
And people might tend to think a lot of this is new, Morris. But, gee, I remember the grandparents, mum in particular, but certainly the grandmother and the mother, they would ring Meijer. Meijer would actually send them the goods home in a big Meijer truck. There was a Meijer man. He would come, deliver the goods, and if you didn't like it the day later, you'd wrap it all up and send it back. The Meijer man would come and take it back. It's not new, that sort of shopping.
No, you're of my vintage. I didn't think many people remembered those.
Thanks, Morris. But that was right, wasn't it?
It was absolutely right. Look, customer service with customer service, and retailers going back away, and I say this to them when I meet with them, going back away really did bend over backwards to make sure we had a great experience, regardless of how we did it. I think we've lost our way across retail over the last decade or so, and I've taken heat for saying that, but I stand by it. I think we need to find our way back to really superlative customer service, regardless of whether it is online or whether it's in-store or whatever else.
Great to talk to you, Morris. I hope we can talk again soon.
I look forward to it.
Morris Mysolowski, I hope I get that right. Sorry, Morris, a business futurist.